Welcome to Maseches Shkalim, Perek Hey, Mishnah Aleph, Chapter 5, Mishnah 1, a very interesting Mishnah. The Mishnah here discusses the fellows that were in charge of different aspects of the Beis HaMikdash. And the Mishnah begins and says like this, Elohim HaMemunin Shehayu BaMikdash. These are the fellows that were appointed to oversee, to supervise certain aspects. There were 15 of them, as we'll see in the Mishnah. Yochanan ben Pinchas Alachai Samos. Yochanan, the son of Pinchas, was in charge of the seals. We'll see at the end of later, a few Mishnahs later, what those seals are. Not the animal, obviously. Achia al hanesachim. Achia was in charge of the wine libations. Matisya ben Shmuel al hapeyosais. Matisya ben Shmuel was in charge of the lots. They would draw lots between the Kohanim, who would merit to have the schos of having certain types of avoda, certain types of service in the Beis HaMikdash. Pesachya al hakinin. Pesach was responsible for the kinim. Kinim are karbanos of birds that are bought for certain things. For example, when a woman has a baby, the laws are extremely, extremely complex. As a matter of fact, the Mishnah teaches us in Pirkei Avos that one needed to know that the kinim, these halachos, are from the most challenging of all the halachos that exist. So whoever was in charge of this, this Pesachia fellow, had to be a tremendous tamachacham, a tremendous Torah scholar. The Mishnah explains who was he. Pesachia is a Mordechai. That's Mordechai. The Mordechai ben Balshon, the one that came up from the diaspora and came to Eretz Yisrael in Navi Ezra. Lama nikra shemo Pesachia. Why was he called Pesachia? Shaya poseach bidvarim, because he was able to open closed or hidden things of Vidarshan and expand upon them and explain them. V'yodea, not only that, he knew shivim lashon. He knew 70 core languages. We know if a person wanted to be on the Sanhedrin, the high court, they had to know 70 languages because you were not allowed to have an interpreter on the Jewish, any Jewish court. Ben Achia Achole Me'ayim. Ben Achia's responsibility was for stomach illnesses. In the Yerushalmi, it teaches us that the Kohanim had a lot of stomach illnesses because they constantly meet, they walk barefoot on the cold stone floor, and his job was to try to keep everyone's stomachs under control. Nechunya Chofer Sichin. Nechunya was in charge of digging all of the pits and the water holes so there should be enough to drink for all the people coming to Yerushalayim, perhaps particularly during the pilgrimage for Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. Givini Karoz. Givini was in charge of calling out each morning and waking up the Kohanim and Levim to make sure they were ready to do the Avoda at the right time. Ben Gever al Ne'ilas She'arim. Ben Gever was responsible for opening and closing the gates of the Beis HaMikdash. Ben Bevai al HaPakia. Ben Bevai was in charge of preparing the wicks for the menorah, which were made from the old worn-out garments of the Kohanim. Ben Arza al HaTziltzol. And Arza was responsible for the tziltzol. The tziltzol was, I think, some type of loud cymbal, which he would bang upon, and that would cymbal to the Levim to start singing the shir, the daily song. And he was also responsible for those instruments. Hugris ben Levi al Hashir. Hugris ben Levi was responsible for the song. He was the choir conductor. We know the Levim sang beautifully in the Beis HaMikdash. He was the one that was responsible. Beis Garmu, the family of Garmu, Amasi Lechem HaPanim, they had a very specific and difficult skill to make the Lechem HaPanim, the showbread, which was very hard to make because it had to be made with certain corners in the bread that could not collapse in the baking process. Beis Aftinas, Amasi HaKetores, the family of Aftinas was responsible for making the Ketores, the incense. They too had a very skilled type of job. They had to make sure that the Ashan, that the smoke of the incense went up directly in a pillar. There was a certain thing called Mala Ashan, a certain type of reed or grass called Mala Ashan, which would make that happen, and it was complex to do it properly. Elazar al Parochas. Elazar was responsible for the Parochas if it needed a replacement. The Parochas was the curtain that was in the Beis HaMikdash between the sanctuary, the Heichal, and the Kodesh HaKodashim. Pinchas al HaMalbush. Pinchas was responsible for the clothing, the garments of the Kohanim, to make sure that they were put away, that they were worn when they were supposed to, and if to make or weave and, you know, or manufacture new ones. Wishing you a beautiful day and a stunning, wonderful upcoming Shabbos.